Next, we have our regular history spot. Richard Matthew has written about, and now reads for us, the story of Venta Iconorum or Iconorum.
Although Norwich became a city of major importance nationally in the 16th, 17th and 18th centuries, it's unusual among older cities in never having been a Roman settlement, unlike places such as York, Lincoln or Colchester. In fact, the name Norwich only appears on coins some 900 years after the Roman conquest. But only 3 miles to the south of Norwich, at Caistus and Edmund in the Taste Valley, there was a substantial Roman town, known as Venta Iconorum, occupied by the Romans shortly after their conquest of Britain in AD 43. The name is, of course, Latin, the Romans' language, and it translates as the marketplace of the Iceni. The Iceni were the local Iron Age tribe, and the Romans, instead of imposing their own Roman name on the settlement as they usually did, chose to name it after the local people, but of course translated into Latin, perhaps to remind the locals who were the new masters. This pronunciation of Iceni is still used by most people, although the experts tell us that the Romans would have pronounced it Iceni or Iceni. After the Roman conquest of AD 43, the Iceni king, Prasutagus, made an alliance with the Roman authorities, who allowed him to continue to rule. But when he died, the alliance broke down, and in AD 60 to 61, Prasutagus' wife, Boudica, known to some of us in our school days as Boadicea, led a revolt against Roman rule when the Iceni rampaged through the south of the region, burning towns including Colchester and London before they were defeated by the Roman army. The Roman settlement at Venta began after the Iceni revolt and may have developed from a Roman army base, perhaps designed to keep an eye on the troublesome tribe. In some ways, the location of Venta seems surprising, close to the very shallow River Tas. But the new town became the Roman administrative base for the area of Norfolk, North Suffolk and Eastern Cambridgeshire, previously controlled by the Iceni, similar to today's county towns. In the dry summer of 1928, aerial photography revealed the grid pattern of Roman streets and buildings inside the walls of the town, and these remarkable images awakened national interest. An excavation followed between 1929 and 1935, which found evidence for major public buildings, including the Forum, a bathhouse and the South Gate. Between 2006 and 2014, the University of Nottingham led a programme of excavation and research in the town, which has radically changed our understanding of it and the people who lived there. Further archaeological research continues in the wider area of the Roman and later Anglo-Saxon settlements, led by the Caistor Roman Project, a volunteer organisation. In the beginning, all the buildings in the town were of timber, and then in the 2nd century AD, grander public buildings started to appear. There was a forum, a sort of civic centre and marketplace, a basilica or town hall, and 2 temples close by. There were also fine public baths in the west part of the town, and the entire town was supplied by running water, perhaps from an aqueduct on high land to the east. Wooden water pipes and drains running along the streets have been found during excavation and survey work. And the excavations revealed 1 domestic house with a hypocaust, an underfloor heating system. There was also an amphitheatre to the south, possibly used as a public building or as a military exercise and training facility. Approximately 1 kilometre to the northeast of the town lay a major 3rd century temple complex with a monumental entrance gate. Little is known about individual inhabitants of the town, but probably most were people of local origin, with the Romans occupying the higher status positions. There was probably also a full legion of Roman soldiers based there, and horse harness, tunic fittings, and coins have been found. There is evidence, too, of workshops, glassmaking and pottery kilns. We can only speculate about how the Roman invaders and the local tribespeople got on. Did they intermarry and have some Norfolk people inherited genes from the Romans, although many of them were actually Spaniards, Germans, Gauls, Belgians or North Africans? It seems very likely. In the 3rd or 4th century AD, a circuit of defensive walls with watchtowers and ditches was built to cope with attacks by Germanic raiders, but only about a half of the area covered by Venta Icenorum's original street grid was enclosed by the defences, which survive today. Venta remained an important place until the 8th century, when Norwich took over as the main centre of settlement in the region. We don't know whether the existing population was driven out by newcomers or whether they stayed on and adapted to the new way of life. No evidence of violent conflict has been found at the site, but there is evidence of a profound change in the way people lived here. Changes included a shift in settlement from inside the walls to outside, and differences in architecture, dress and diet. Today, none of the buildings, but some of the walls and ditches remain, and it's a popular walking place and grazing land for sheep, where the lines of the original streets can still be detected in the grass, and visitors stroll over the Roman streets and buildings which lie beneath. Only the remains of the Roman defences remind us of the presence in Norfolk for over 300 years of these invaders and conquerors.